following tale is based upon a true story. Gamers Behaving Badly, Episode 6. Worst to First. When we last witnessed gamers behaving badly, the heroes were in search of a band of giants in league with the fiendish wizard, Krampaz. Having discovered two hill giant sentries, Wizbandius, the wizard thief of the group, attempts to recon past them. After being voluntold to undertake the task, she soon discovers that the giants are asleep and signals her companions forward. But a questionable, or some might call lame, call made by Earl has the giants waking up and about to strike.
Roll for initiative.
Fuck me in the ass. I got a 4.
Yep, they beat you.
And now they're going to beat you.
Guys?
The first giant strides forward, his club raised high. He swings and connects with a solid blow. Ooh, 17 points.
That cuts me in half.
How's that possible? It's a club.
My hit points, you idiot.
Ooh, that's not good at all.
Fear not, young Wizbandius. Take it from someone with much experience in such matters. Making a new character is very easy. But rest assured, you shall not face them alone. Baymark draws his blade with one hand, grabs the troubadour with the other, and charges forward, shouting to the giants.
Wait, what? No, I'm not going up there. Those giants will kill me.
Nonsense. You need to be up close so you can chronicle the epic beatdown I'm about to place on these beasts. Ho, fell giants! Unhand that maiden and face the justice of my steel!
Craig, be careful. You can't use him as a human shield. He's also our healer.
Baymark, your shouting seems to have distracted the second giant from taking a swing. He instead turns towards the two of you, picking up a small boulder from a pile next to him. He hurls it toward you, and as luck would have it, it strikes Baldur square in the chest for 15 points of damage.
Ouch.
But you are still on your feet, eh, brave one? Of course you are. We continue our brave charge forward.
Yeah, I'm good here. You go on without me. Take a blessing from Braganesius to help you. Baldur's casting Strength of the Bull upon the brave knight.
Most excellent. Come face me, you cowardly giants.
Yeah, Wizbandius is going to try and hide.
Unfortunately, you can't. The giant who just smacked you is staring you down and prepping to smack again.
Great. Okay, so I'm going to switch tactics and hit him with a magic bolt. 6 points of damage.
Oh, you're badass. How's that multi-class idea working for you now?
Yeah, how's hiding like a little pussy working for you?
Oh, the giants can see them.
What?
The giant swings his club at you again, Wizbandius, and connects. This time for 19 points of damage.
And she's down.
That's normal for you, right?
When she was dating Marky Sterling, I'm pretty sure it was.
Oh, blow me.
I'm sure Marky said that often.
Yeah, well, actually, he would say gust of wind.
Baldur's going to sing a war ballad to encourage and further strengthen our brave knight.
Hell yeah! Now we're talking! Baymark will come straight in on the giant closest to him and go straight for the knee.
That will hit. Your blade opens up a bloody wound just under his kneecap.
See, with the extra strength and encouragement, we're talking 14 points total.
The giant stumbles a bit in pain, but continues to fight. What are Bobby and James doing?
I suppose Bobby will heft his axe and stride forward.
You suppose?
Let me know if you need any help. James is gonna watch the action.
Are you serious?
What? Those giants are dangerous. Did you see what they did to you?
The second giant seems to be waiting for you, Bobby. While waiting, however, he hefts another boulder and hurls it downfield toward James. Ooh, and it's a critical hit, which doubles the damage.
Gah!
And I rolled max, so... Da-da-da, carry the one. Yeah, we're looking at 64 points.
Holy shit.
Don't worry, he does this stuff all the time.
Mike, what's James' status?
Yeah, he means besides having his face caved in by a big-ass rock.
I'm going to take that to mean that James is down.
Jeez, Mike, you were right. These giants are dangerous.
Baymark, the giant fighting you swings back. He brings his massive club down on top of you. It's a solid hit for 20 points.
Tis but a scratch. Yeah, and I'm going to be dead in 2 rounds.
Okay, new round. What's everyone doing?
Moving over to heal Wizbandius.
Start fighting.
Keep fighting.
keep bleeding.
Okay, Wizbandius, you are healed enough to stand. Baymark, your giant appears nearly dead.
Funny. So do I.
And Bobby, the two of you are duking it out nicely.
Remember, I've got Barbarian Rage going.
New round. Baymark, you give another solid hit, but even though the giant wobbles, he's still on his feet. He returns the attack, striking you square in the chest for another 21 points of damage.
This is not the end, foul beast. Well, perhaps it is the end for me, but we shall perhaps fight again.
Yep, I'm down.
That's just great. So now I've got to deal with two giants. Do I have to do everything?
Hey, Wizbandius is back on her feet.
Yeah, and Balder is still standing.
Like I said, I've got to deal with both giants. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Balder's still singing his encouragement, yes?
Yep.
And Jenny, Whizbang still has a magic bolt left?
Roger that.
Okay, hit my giant with that bolt. Earl, I'm going to take a wild attack this round. Coupled with my rage bonuses and Balder's encouragement, I should be able to do enough damage to finish him off. Of course, that's going to turn my defense to utter garbage, which means the other giant's attack should finish me off.
So, what do we do then?
Become a snack?
Run away?
I don't know. I'll be dying, so I really don't care at that point. Just try and do something cool so we can get out of this encounter alive.
Too late.
Way too late.
Great.
Wait, I've got an idea. Yeah, we've got this.
Sam, as you predicted, the giant Bobby is fighting falls from the massive cut of your axe. Unfortunately, the second giant hits you rather easily, and because he beat your defense threshold by more than 10, he does an extra 7 points of damage for a grand total of 29.
And I'm down.
Okay, Balder, you're up.
Balder's going to take out his trio of daggers and begin juggling.
Excuse me?
Ha, he's like the musicians of the Titanic, doing their job as the ship sinks.
And while juggling, I'm going to use my Mystify power.
Huh. Okay. I'll give you props there.
The giant looks at you and misses a save due to his weakened condition. He seems utterly entranced by what you are doing.
Well, he is juggling in the middle of a life and death struggle, so who wouldn't be entranced?
Awesome. All right, Wizbandius, if you'd be so kind to sneak up behind the giant and sneak attack him. Oh, and please roll high.
With pleasure. How does a natural 20 strike you?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It strikes the giant pretty hard. No need to roll for damage, Jenny. Your blade slides straight across the giant's hamstrings, dropping him to the ground. Well done.
Good work, Wizbandius.
Yeah, not bad, you two.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So let me get this straight. The wizard thief used her magic ability to help kill one giant, then used her thieving abilities to sneak attack and kill another. While the holy man Troubadour over there used his skills to mystify one giant and will now use his healing abilities to save the rest of the party's sorry asses? Mike, you asked me earlier how that multi-class idea was working out. I'd say pretty damn good.
And I would agree. Okay, Mike, I've got one healing spell left. Stabilized your wounds, so what do you need to get back up to one hit point?
7.
Okay, gonna roll here, Earl. Got a 6.
Gamers Behaving Badly stars Dan Repperger, Wayne Cole, Mikey Mason, Julie Hussey, Scott Nelson, and Sean McHale. Written, produced, and edited by Chris Hussey.
Music provided by Dronolin's Tower. Sound effects courtesy of freesound.org and Sirenscape. The soundtrack to your gaming world.
Gamers Behaving Badly is an Are You Not Entertainment production. I'm Seneca Presley. For more episodes, production notes, and other fun, visit www.tabletellsseries.com.